Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host right here on Authentic News on RBN Live, this 28th day of August, 2024. We begin with Kamala having agreed to an interview with a biased CNN anchor. She's going to bring Tim Walz with her. The anchor has lied on their behalf before, and I guarantee you, this is not going to be a legitimate interview. It's pre-recorded. Mark my words, they're going to do a deep fake with Kamala because she's a complete moron. Here's the report. Vice President Kamala Harris will finally sit down for an interview later this week, nearly 40 days after she became the Democrat de facto nominee, and she'll have her running mate by her side. Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will sit down with CNN anchor Dana Bash on Thursday, as the vice president has been slammed for refusing to talk to the media or hold a press conference since being crowned by the Democrat presidential nominee following Biden's exit from the 2024 race, as you know, but most Americans do not. He died in Las Vegas, and then it was followed by the statement withdrawing from the race, not on White House stationery, with a forged signature, not having the kinds of signs that are required by the Federal Election Commission to be authentic, and where because when they drafted the statement, they forgot to anoint Kamala. There was a separate tweet about it. Just ridiculous. All fraudulent. It appears the interview will be pre-taped and will be aired at 9 p.m. Eastern time, according to CNN. Yes, pre-taped. Because, just as I've said, I mean, it's not merely the circumvent her making a verbal gaffe. They're going to have a deep fake at Kamala Harris the whole bloody time, I'm convinced. And I worry that during a debate with Trump, they may resort to a hologram or have a body double. Believe me, Hillary's done it, got away with it in her debate with Bernie Sanders, and then with Donald Trump in relation to the 2016 debate. I mean, if they can do that and get away with it, when Hillary was there on the stage at the DNC, it was not her face. She has these chipmunk cheeks. They weren't present on the mask that was being worn. I mean, it may or may not have been Hillary. The right girth, it appeared. She was heavy enough, I think, to have been Hillary, but wearing a mask. Just outrageous. And if you want to know why they're so arrogant about all of this, the Gateway Pundit has just published. The fix is in. Michigan's Democrat Secretary of State Benson makes a threatening video warning election officials not to question the next cheat. If you don't certify the election results, we will come for you. In 2020, Democrats pulled up what many still believe is the largest election heist in American history. Sadly, Michigan was at the epicenter of the battle. Stunned Americans watched as windows were covered in the massive absentee count room at the TCF Center in Detroit. This prevented GOP and independent poll challengers from looking into the room when they were locked out after a top Wayne County election official suggests they take a break and go to lunch while election workers prepared the military ballots to be counted. Hundreds of poll challengers filed affidavits testifying to the harassment, bullying, and fraud they witnessed at the TCF Center. I was a poll challenger who was able to push my way back into the room before they chained the doors, and I was shocked at the number of ballots I watched being processed after election workers couldn't find the voters' names in the poll books. Challenges were ignored, threats were made by an almost exclusively, if not entirely, Democrat Party supervisory team. When the GOP poll challengers left the TCF Center, many of them remarked that they felt they had just been to war. Well, it's going to happen. They're going to steal the election or make an effort to do it once again. Mark my words. Meanwhile, when it comes to war, Colonel McGregor is advising about American illusions regarding our capabilities, our military capabilities. And they're smacking ridiculous Harris Waltz and other ads, of course, right on top of everything worth watching on the internet. Here we go. Judge Napolitano.
Simultaneously and up to the minute, exactly how and where to find us. Colonel McGregor, my dear friend, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to talk to you about an interesting topic, a topic I find interesting, and I think you do as well, and that's propaganda and delusion in modern foreign policy. Is propaganda itself, has propaganda itself become a goal of modern warfare?
I don't think it's an end in and of itself, but it's a critical tool. You know, Napoleon Bonaparte used to say that one or two opposition newspapers in any of the countries where he was going to fight were probably worth 30,000 troops.
Mm.
So I think this has always been true. Whatever disinformation can be disseminated, designed to confuse or obscure the truth, those things have always been valuable in war, and they are valuable right now in what arguably is an unending war with this administration and Western Europe and the United States.
I remember another one-liner from Napoleon with which you as a military historian are no doubt familiar. History is not a record of what has happened. It is a record of what people think has happened. And of course, he, like Joe Stalin, believed that they could mold history after it happened. I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, Blinken and company, I can't say this is the president, who knows what he knows, are as interested in molding opinions of the slaughter in Gaza and the likely defeat in Ukraine as they are of victory.
Well, of course. Remember, for these people, whether it's Netanyahu or the Biden administration, its members, Blinken and so forth, free speech is only something they like if it conforms to their will. And so they're looking for a specific message, and they want that message to drown out everything else. The media is a critical component of the current ruling political class in Washington. The media is as important as anyone sitting in the Senate right now in terms of shaping American perceptions, which is why alternative media and the kinds of things you and others are doing are vitally important.
When these day morning, I'm not sure who started it, but it occurred in darkness. The Wall Street Journal had about a quarter page top of the fold, a photograph of what it said was an Israeli missile exploding, a Hezbollah one, in midair. Unfortunately for the Wall Street Journal, the sun was out when that picture was taken. And when Alistair Crook saw it, he said, oh, I know that picture. It's about 9 months old.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not picking on the Wall Street Journal specifically. This photo was also reproduced on a smaller version, but the same photo in the New York Times and elsewhere. Is mainstream media, does mainstream media collude with America to present the narrative that the government, unlike Vietnam, to present the narrative that the government wants?
Yes, in fact, this goes way beyard manufactured consent, as Noam Chomsky called it. I think your other guests that are intelligence officers who are better qualified to address this than I am can readily tell you that these narratives are spun up in London and New York City and Washington, D.C., collectively, and they put them out. And this is the truth as preordained by the respective political leaders. And this is now a class thing. In other words, I keep talking about the ruling political class, and it's why we talk about a uniparty. Because the uniparty, the ruling political class, the media, finance, all of it is inextricably intertwined now. So it's very difficult to get to the truth. You have to dig for it. And you know, Judge, it's not that Americans are lazy. Most Americans are busy worried about putting food on the table and right. keeping their mortgage payments up. They don't have time to dig as much. And so a lot of people are still too easily influenced by the mainstream.
In other words, the American public is easy picking for propaganda, no doubt about it. Meanwhile, responsible statecraft, Ukraine and the West are crossing red lines. Why isn't Russia reacting? Putin's aces, non-Western countries aligned with the U.S., are also preventing him from upping the ante. Here's how. The role that Cold War era espionage was famously described by former CIA counterintelligence chief James Jesus Angleton as a wilderness of mirrors, one of those rare coinages that so beautifully captures the subject matter as to require little by way of elaboration. The wilderness of mirrors itself is a rather brilliant literary appropriation from T.S. Eliot's 1920 poem, Geronton, a hauntingly foreboding portrait of interwar abjection that gripped a generation of Europeans, hurtling at breakneck feet toward another, even greater calamity, lurking just around the corner, to wit, World War II. Angleton plucked that phrase from its original, admittedly vastly different context, to capture the grasping in the dark, or as Eliot put it, braving life's many cunning passages and contrived corridors, only to arrive at a distant echo of the truth that in part and parcel of intelligence and counterintelligence work. This is quite a brilliant article. I encourage you to pursue it. Meanwhile, Russia's Wagner force has emphasized it's not currently fighting in Ukraine. This is not because it's in principle opposed. They simply do not have any forces there. Moscow, Russia's Wagner mercenary group, said Monday it only operated in Russia and in Russian ally Belarus, its soldiers are no longer fighting in the Ukraine war. Ukraine Sunday called on Belarus to pull back what it described as significant forces deployed along their shared border. It said these included Belarus special forces and former Wagner mercenaries. So Wagner is correcting the record. Meanwhile, the question becomes, how far will Iran go in striking Israel? With Scott Ritter.
Scott, let's get started with the conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. Israelis are talking about that their preemptive attack was successful. On the other hand, Hezbollah is saying that they have achieved nothing. What do we know from what's going on between them?
Well, we have two competing narratives. One is that Israel carried out this massive retaliation strike, making use of the most advanced military capabilities in our arsenal, F-35 fighters, 100 aircraft, targeting a number of sites preemptively. We also know that Hezbollah retaliated using low technology equipment that appeared to saturate and carve a hole or a gap in the Israeli air defense, which was then exploited by drones, which carried out a very successful attack against one of the most sensitive intelligence sites in all of Israel, Unit 8200. They're basically the equivalent of the National Security Agency of the United States. Hezbollah has said that the Israelis hit nothing. We don't know. We don't know what the battle damage assessment is. What we do know is that both sides have toned down the rhetoric at this point in time, and that it looks like the emphasis is being shifted back to Gaza for the time being. I think this is just part of the managed escalation. I think, though, if the Israeli preemption was successful, Hezbollah still demonstrated that it didn't preempt anything, that Hezbollah was able to penetrate Israel's air defense and launch a successful strike using very low technology weapons. But if the Israeli intervention was not successful, as Hezbollah is telling the truth, Israel has actually given away a lot of information. First of all, this was a major military operation, 100 aircraft, F-35s, refueling. It involves targeting. And we're talking about immediate targeting because this is a preemptive strike. So Israel is saying that they are detecting things as it's happening to try and prevent an imminent threat. I don't know what Hezbollah's intelligence capabilities are. I can tell you that if I were a Hezbollah intelligence officer, based upon what Israel did, I would be able to reconstruct or deconstruct the Israeli actions and identify the various nodes of criticality when it comes to preventing Israel from doing this again. Israel gave away a lot doing this attack, and I believe, if Hezbollah is right, accomplished little or nothing. Hezbollah claims that it didn't stop any of the rockets that were intended to be fired. They were all Katyushka rockets, very low sophistication. Israel did manage to destroy some of the launchers after they had launched their rockets. But none of Hezbollah's advanced capabilities were affected by this. So Israel gave away the farm and accomplished very little. So advantage Hezbollah, I would say right now. But neither side wants to see this thing escalate out of control. And so I think right now we have a lull in the escalation. But until they get a ceasefire agreement, until this Gaza conflict is brought to an end, the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah will continue to go through this cycle of escalation management.
Excellent, excellent commentary. Fascinating stuff. Meanwhile, Colonel Jacques Baud talks about the Hezbollah response. If we can find him, there are too many political reports now, and of course they're going to be ubiquitous right up until the election, and they're all intended to affect the outcome of your vote, but potentially to mislead you regarding the Democrat candidacy. Here we have the colonel.
If you don't have any weapon, it's very difficult to achieve anything. But I would here say provocatively that what is the key aspect to victory is to have a sound approach of war, a consistent integration of what you have, regardless of what you have, the ability to integrate that into something consistent is more important than the quantity of weapon you have. And that...
No doubt that's the case. Meanwhile, Israel says the U.S. has delivered 50,000 tons of military aid since the start of the slaughter in Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister reported Monday U.S. had delivered over 50,000 tons of weapons. This is Biden-Harris. Biden-Harris and other military equipment since the start of Israel's genocidal campaign in Gaza, demonstrating the Biden-Harris administration's staunch support for the slaughter. Since October 7th, 107 ships, 500 transport planes have brought U.S. military aid shipments to Israel. We'll be right back.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind, I'll open up the door.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, mowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A five-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Wake up. Stop wasting your own time. Today, my friends, Americans are more pessimistic about the economy than they have been in a very long time. And it can be soul-crushing to work as hard as you possibly can, still not have enough money for all the bills. If you're feeling a tremendous amount of stress about your finances, you ain't alone. According to a recent survey, approximately half the entire population is struggling with mental health issues due to financial stress. 47% of adults say concerns about money have at least occasionally caused anxiety, stress, worrisome thoughts, loss of sleep, depression, or other effects. That according to Bankrate's latest money and mental health survey. Bankrate? Who in the hell is Bankrate? Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214. 65% of the people say their biggest concern is inflation and rising prices, and nearly 60% say their stress derives from paying for everyday expenses such as groceries, utilities. 56% say they're worried about having enough emergency savings. 47% are most concerned about being in debt. I like the people that are worried about having enough emergency savings. That's another one of the reasons that you should have been buying gold and silver years ago. Stop worrying about what it's worth from day to day. It's up, it's down, it's inside out. You stop worrying about those things. You can call Kettle Moraine at 602-799-8214 for a private consultation. That's 602-799-8214. Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214.
I look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, the Israeli Minister of National Security, Itamar Ben-Gvir, sparked a backlash, saying he wants to build a synagogue on the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Israeli-occupied East Jerusalem. Al-Aqsa, known to the Israelis as Temple Mount, is one of the holiest sites of Islam. If I could do what I wanted, a synagogue would also be established on the Temple Mount, Ben-Gvir told Israel's Army Radio. If I were to say that Muslims are not allowed to pray, you would kill me. I suspect a move like that would instigate a holy war unlike any ever seen in the Middle East before. Meanwhile, the Truth Seeker reports Israel's economy is crumbling. It is unheard of when the headlines of Israel's mainstream newspapers and the slogans of the BDS movement are almost identical. No state on earth has been able to inflict so much damage to the Israeli economy as the state of Israel itself. And the result is growing indications that the Israeli economy has reached an impasse with no path forward as long as the state remains an apartheid Zionist state rejected by the whole world except the U.S. and Germany. When Israeli protesters against the government carried a huge sign with a BDS slogan, from startup nation to shutdown nation, it was nothing short of a copyright violation. But this was in February 2023, after October 7th. Everything changed. And we know it changed because of the staged offense of October 7th. Meanwhile, Egypt reiterates its opposition to an Israeli military presence on the Gaza-Egypt border. Egypt, on Monday, reiterated its objection to Israel maintaining control of the Gaza-Egypt border, known as the Philadelphia Corridor, as part of any Gaza hostage or ceasefire deal. Egypt reiterated to all relevant parties its rejection of any Israeli presence at the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing or the Philadelphia corridor, an Egyptian official reported. The comment came after hostage deal talks concluded in Cairo Sunday, where it reports no progress had been made. Israel's demand to maintain the Philadelphia corridor is among the major obstacles to a deal, as Hamas wants an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Very appropriately. Meanwhile, British riots. Miles Mathis, who's a very interesting guy, a skeptic of remarkable proportions, challenges almost every official narrative. Here is one where he's talking about the Muslim protest in England and the knife attacks, in his opinion, appear to be manufactured. On July 29, 2024, a knife attack allegedly took place in a dance studio at Southport, Merseyside, UK. Three children were allegedly killed and 10 other people, including 8 children, were injured. A 17-year-old teenager was arrested at the scene and charged with 3 counts of murder, 10 counts of attempted murder, and possession of a sharp object. The attack took place at a Taylor Swift-themed yoga and dance workshop held at Heart Space. This is the official version. He goes on to say he believes it's trying to generate civil unrest to promote more government control, that the people will welcome the government intervention to calm the situation that the government itself has manufactured. Meanwhile, we have 3 reports about the arrest of the Telegram founder, Pavel Durov. Candace Owens has been very good on this. She is completely brilliant. I'm a huge fan. Let's pick up a bit of what Candace has to say.
The U.S. government should hire your engineer.
Wrong.
That's fine. It's pending.
Meanwhile, Joaquin Agopian, arrest of Telegram founder's latest episode of globalist tyrannical war against truth. You can find that on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. Here is how it begins. 2 weeks ago, I was prompted to write Censorship on Steroids, Truth Teller Alert in response to unprecedented internet censorship, co-timed with increasing persecution of highly visible truth tellers. Nearly a decade ago, I wrote a global research article entitled A History of America's War on Whistleblowers and Journalists Since 9/11. The list of dead American whistleblowers and journalists is long. Sharita.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
A wonderful piece by Paul Craig Roberts, and he's written several of late. I have another to share. The world is devoid of intelligent leadership. I am more convinced than ever we are headed for a nuclear Armageddon, as readers know. I admire Russian President Putin, but the reason to admire him make him a failed war leader. Putin is a product of an old conception of foreign affairs as a rational enterprise conducted by gentlemen who relied on agreement rather than the imposition of power. Consequently, when faced with non-gentlemen, Putin finds he played his cards wrong and lacks power. By this, I mean conventional power. He went to war in Donbass without an army, and he still doesn't have one. Therefore, the defense of Russia now resides in tactical nuclear weapons. Once they are used, it goes full scale. Putin failed to understand that the conflict in Ukraine provoked by Washington had to be quickly won. He has failed to comprehend reality since 2014. When Washington overthrew, while Putin did nothing, the Ukrainian government. He still hasn't built a massive Russian army that would cause second thoughts among Washington's NATO puppets. How a leader of Putin's quality fails in this way is beyond my understanding. Perhaps Putin is a Western liberal created by decades of Voice of America and Radio Free Europe propaganda beamed into the Soviet Union. So many Russian intellectuals, known as Atlanticist integrationists, are a product of Washington propaganda and thus a threat to Russia. Putin has never enforced any of his red lines. Consequently, everyone has been crossed with zero consequences to the West. His Western audacity was the American-led invasion of Kursk. Putin said the attacker would be held accountable, but the very limited strikes on some Ukrainian military and civilian infrastructure hardly count as acts of war. Sorry to say, he's got it right. Meanwhile, here we have the Babylon Bee. Democrats concerned Biden may be too old to finish destroying the country. At a secret meeting of high-ranking party leadership, Democrats expressed grave concern that President Joe Biden may be too old to complete the party's mission of the utter destruction of the country. Though Democrat Party power brokers agree that Biden has served his purpose well in helping to push the United States closer to the brink of collapse, they agree that his advanced age may make it impossible for him to finish the job. It's a shame he's so old because he's done such a tremendous job of being awful, said one party official. We've never seen a leader with such an innate natural gift for steering the country toward utter annihilation. It's been truly impressive to see the horrific results he's achieved in just a few years. Unfortunately, he may not last long enough to finish it off. Leading Democrats fear they may be forced to turn to a replacement to ensure the country's demise. There's certainly a danger the country will still be standing when Biden leaves office, said Jamie Harrison, chairman of the Democrat National Committee. He's made a lot of progress in just one term in office. We know a second would be more than enough time to wipe the United States out of existence. But it looks like Joe's just not going to make it. At publishing time, after considering alternatives like Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom, Democrats unanimously agree keeping Biden in office after his death would give them the best chance of achieving their ultimate goal. Well, as I've explained, they've actually done that. This was the fake Biden who's now been succeeded by a new fake Biden. And it's, of course, just disgraceful, but so obvious when he's 4 inches taller. And the mainstream media isn't calling him out. Just stunning. Meanwhile, Kamala's speech killed any hope she would end the Gaza genocide. Any hope Kamala Harris would condition or suspend arms or funding for Israel's engaging ongoing genocide in Gaza was killed by her speech at the DNC in front of an excitable crowd chanting, USA, USA, USA. Harris deployed familiar language. I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself. I will always ensure Israel has the ability to defend itself because the people of Israel must never again face the horror that a terrorist organization called Hamas caused on October 7th, including unspeakable sexual violence and the massacre of young people at a music festival. We know that's balderdash, but it's become the conventional wisdom. Meanwhile, George Soros is caught trying to buy Latino votes for Kamala Harris. This is just one of many different schemes. Democrats in 2020 used the COVID pandemic to create an entire new pool of election trickery, from universal mail-in ballots to unmanned ballot drop boxes to ballot harvesting and more. These tactics, along with other alarming anomalies, raise serious questions about the authenticity of the results of the 2020 election. The tricks continue into 2024, when the DNC structured a primary to substantially vanish the incumbent, Joe Biden. The idea was that former President Trump would potentially come out of the crowded GOP primary bloodied, while Biden would enter the general election unfazed. Democrats, however, couldn't continue to lie about Biden's significant physical and cognitive decline without costing themselves the election. It gave Democrat time to regroup, boot the Democrat president out, and select a mulligan candidate. That do-over is Kamala Harris. And it currently looks as though the strategy is working, as a Democrat vice president putting up a much stronger fight than her boss. But the border czar comes to the election with almost Hitler-y level baggage. With that in mind, Tuesday, November 4th, nears, Soros had a plan to cover for her weakness. With Democrat media allies doing their bidding, it's up to independent journalists and alternative media outlets to spread the truth. But get this, they are trying to buy them. Here's Savannah Hernandez, Latino political organization, offered $1,000 to voters who will publicly endorse Kamala Harris. Voto Latino, an organization that targets Latinx voters, has put out an ad on Craigslist offering to pay Latino swing voters up to $1,000 if they join their social media and endorse Harris. Just one more form of fraud. The Democrats have nothing going for them. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance claims the American people just won't buy VP Kamala changing her policies as president. Trump has, in the meanwhile, won a battle over the debate rules. The Democrats wanted to have open mics when the other candidate was speaking in the hope that Trump would interrupt and they could call him out for being rude to a woman and otherwise try to demonize him. Meanwhile, Vance points out, we're not giving you a promotion. He points out day one was 1,300 days ago for Kamala. Senator J.D. Vance pointed out during the Tuesday campaign stop, as far as Kamala is concerned, day one is long past. And she's had ample time to all the things she's promising to do now if she were elected president. Vance, former President Trump 2024 running mate to a crowd in Michigan, Harris has had 1,300 days to make positive changes. You had your chance. You failed. And we're not giving you a promotion. I got to say, Vance is very good in debate, and he makes a lot of excellent points. Meanwhile, Tim Walz insulted Vance so horribly, even CNN thought he went so far. This was criticizing him for going to Yale. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's bizarre convention speech contained many odd moments, one of the strangest when he attacked U.S. Senator J.D. Vance for going to Yale Law School. I grew up in Butte, Nebraska, a town of 400. I had 24 kids in my high school class. None of them went to Yale, Walz thundered. What is that supposed to mean? He also attacked Vance's education in a previous interview on MSNBC. My hillbilly cousins didn't go to Yale. I'll tell you what they did. They contributed to our community, and we're proud of it. Walz seems to think Vance wrote the best-selling book Hillbilly Elegy about his rough upbringing in Kentucky and Ohio, was down on their luck family, battled poverty and addiction, isn't an authentic hillbilly because he rose above that to make something of himself. Bad, bad, bad. But Walz is really a nobody. Meanwhile, there's a wonderful meme going around. Only traitors help invaders. Only traitors help invaders. Agree. Meanwhile, Miles Mathis has a number of his iconic. He's really shattering icons. According to Miles, it's all a planned fail of the Democrat Party. There's been a mountain of commentary since the staged presidential debate. But all of it is worthless and diversionary since no one is breaking the surface. Yes, Biden is suffering from dementia, but we've known that for years. Trump was also horrible, demented in a different way. But none of this was organic or accidental. As I've been saying for years, the office of the president has been staged for decades since the time of Gerald Ford. After Watergate, CIA took over the executive branch in toto, using it only as a front. By 1980, they had installed a Hollywood actor that, of course, would be Ronald Reagan. And you should have figured it out by then, but almost nobody did. He goes on with a lot of fascinating stuff, and I just say it's so valuable to have an alternative point of view. I highly recommend his essays. Meanwhile, the Gabbard episode shows a surveillance state as strong and stupid as ever. Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard is apparently the latest Biden critic to be targeted for federal surveillance and harassment. Gabbard, an outspoken opponent of America's forever wars, is reportedly being targeted by Transportation Secretary Administration's air marshals, part of the agency's Quiet Skies covert operation targeting suspected threats to aviation. No doubt it'll increase since she's now endorsed Donald Trump. Meanwhile, file release. What comes next? Because listen, MLK files, the Malcolm X files, the 9/11 files, the Sandy Hook files, the CIA Five Eyes files, the J. Epstein files, the COVID-19 files, the January 6th files, the Mar-a-Lago raid files, the 7/13 assassination files. I mean, the list goes on. A lot of people that most assume are good people are going to be disclosed, and you already know a few of them. And this will help dismantle the three-letter alphabet agencies, even though the EPA versus West Virginia case basically did this. Along with the Chevron doctrine, the only thing left is public dissemination. We will understand further why our government has been complicit in many of these organizations. This is assuming those releases take place, and by RFK Jr. and Tulsi joining Trump, it increases the reason why he might very well follow through on all his declarations, most recently, of course, to create two new presidential advisory commissions, which incidentally do not require Senate confirmation. One on the release of assassination-related records, the other on Big Pharma and American health policy, where I expect RFK Jr. to take a major role. He would make him a cabinet secretary, but there are too many rhinos and Democrats who would oppose it to get through. Meanwhile, a judge just stepped in against New York Attorney General Letitia James from going after pregnancy clinics with a First Amendment claim. This woman is completely unfit for office. She's another affirmative action, or in this case, equity diversity hire. New York Attorney General Letitia James showed for years she's seemingly nothing more than a puppet for the woke left. She's done by focusing most of her energy on furthering the left's radically anti-Trump agenda and actually protecting, rather than actually protecting the people of New York. Unfortunately for James, this seemed to be finally blowing up in her face. This week, she got some bad news from a federal judge that will stop her latest woke effort dead in its tracks. She was just hit with a preliminary injunction blocking her from going after pregnancy clinics on the grounds doing so would restrict free speech. This move will bar her from targeting pregnancy clinics that dare to promote an abortion pill reversal procedure. Meanwhile, Zuckerberg, he admits the Biden administration pressured Meta to censor COVID information. Meta platform CEO Mark Zuckerberg said senior officials in the Biden admin had pressured his social media company to censor COVID content during the pandemic, adding he would push back were this to happen again. He also said it was wrong for his social media platform to suppress news coverage of the Hunter laptop ahead of the 2020 election, as the New York Post has now reported. Well, better late than never. Meanwhile, there's a piece how the media manipulates your mind. And of course, it's massive and extensive, the role of propaganda, staggering. Here's a bit from what this report has to say. In today's world, the media isn't just a source of information. It's a tool of manipulation. The real concern isn't just a blatant falsehood the mainstream media pump out daily. It's how many people actually swallow these lies without question. The left-wing media has mastered the art of crafting narratives that serve their agenda. And the frightening part is a vast number of Americans who don't just believe these stories, they internalize them. Take, for example, the endless coverage of climate change. The media portrays it as an imminent apocalypse. Despite mounts of evidence that it's a fabricated claim, really disturbing. Meanwhile, won't someone be the voice of sanity? Here's a new eye-opening question and answer series, Dr. Peter McCullough, whom I admire greatly. Peter McCullough, distinguished internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, recognized for his courageous leadership during the pandemic. He provided expert advice to the U.S. House and Senate. Co-author of the courage to face COVID. He advocates for medical strategy that prioritize patient well-being over pharmaceutical interests and profits. His work challenges many mainstream narratives, but suffers in our mind.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Mynutra. Why is Hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, Peter from L.A. sent me a one-minute video clip of Caitlin Clark performing her miracles on the basketball court. She has a capacity to elevate the women's NBA to a national phenomenon, which by virtue of agreements with television industries would raise the salaries of all of her fellow players enormously. They are being very short-sighted and stupid to harass her out of envy, because they feel she's gained so much attention. It would be equivalent to what Tiger Woods did for golf. He made it a national pastime. There have been great players before, Arnie, for example, Jack Nicklaus, but it was Tiger who brought it into the modern age. Caitlin Clark can do the same. I'm going to play this. You only see it in the video version, but mark my words, she is a phenomenon. Well, for those of us who appreciate round ball and what she's doing for women's sports, here's one of my favorite songs by Roy Orbison. You might think of Marilyn or Julia Roberts when you hear it, but I think it equally fits Caitlin Clark. Listen to this.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Look
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 28th day of August, 2024, where I take your calls. We have two excellent callers on the line, but otherwise the lines are open. Please do join. Take this opportunity to call in. You got something on your mind? Today's a great day to share it. JP in Chicago, welcome back. We have so appreciated your ongoing reports from the Windy City, JP. Give us the latest.
Well, I'd like to plug your show. That latest raw deal with Mr. Rogers and Sophie was excellent. Anybody who hasn't watched that, it's up on your Rumble now. I recommend it. Good stuff.
Excellent.
I especially like Sophie because we were talking about the GMO in the foods and how it leads to a legal question. If it's GMO, the owner owns the patent. Same with GMO people, homobiogenesis, and she was right about how our food has been, you know, they've over-fertilized things through chemical processes, and then they've used genetic manipulation to put things like pesticide in the seeds, you know. So they've been doing this for years. And that woman, Sophie, she's sharp as a tack. She knows
Sophia, Sophia, S-O-F-I-A. Yes, she's wonderful. Sophia Smallstone, I've owned her for, I don't know, 2 decades. She's just terrific.
And the other thing I'd like to talk about is freedom of speech. You know, the CEO of Telegram, Pavlov Durov, has been arrested by the French Macron and his Mr. Little Wiener and his little gay woman man, whatever that is he's married to.
Right.
I mean, this is a good, Telegram is good because I get videos. I've been doing a lot of my Wu-Wei reports since the beginning of this war, and I've been getting play-by-play every day what's going on through Telegram, through people's phones. And they just upload videos, but they're from all over, Ukraine, Russia, Middle East. And so they're trying to stop that. That's the, you know, that's one of the reasons I think they arrested him, just like Julian Assange. What do you think, Jim?
Yes, yes. Of course, he's getting too much truth out there. Yeah, Telegram's been terrific. It's been a lot like TikTok, getting the message out. And they've tried every which way to shut him down. I'm sorry to say the Democrats are the most corrupt party we've ever had here in the United States of America. And that Babylon Bee satire about they're worried that Biden's not capable of finishing the job of destroying America is rooted in truth. They now want to use Kamala.
The one with the devil?
Go ahead.
The one with the red hair. The guy with the red skin and the devil horns, he was like the head of the mainstream media corporation. You remember that video? It was sort of the same thing. But he played the devil, and he was talking to all the factions of the Democratic Party, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, you know, the anti-abortion movement, blah, blah, blah. And they all had their reactions, but he goes, "Now, you must agree with me. You worship me in the end." They all bowed down to Lucifer. was a Babylon Bee video. Very good stuff, though. But, yeah, they're going after freedom of speech. They're going after Pavlov and anything out there like Scott Ritter. And it's scary now. I'm afraid to even post my videos on Telegram or Telegram videos anymore because they might come after me. I mean, who knows? Whoever gets on that Ukrainian list, there were guys on there. Remember that guy, I forget his name offhand, but he died in a gulag in Ukraine. He was Gonzalez Lira. Remember him?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Well, he was murdered because of freedom of speech. He was going against Zelensky. He was in Ukraine, and they sodomized him, and he died in the prison there in Ukraine. I remember that. So they're coming after freedom of speech big time. And even Zuckerberg is coming out and admitted to it. He's actually admitting that, it's a big CIA apparatus, a listening device. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know that before.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for your show, Jim. And I recommend that raw deal every week. You got good subjects.
Excellent.
Good,
also on subjects. On my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and on Rumble under my name, Jim Fetzer. I appreciate, JP, all your comments. You've been doing a great job. Tom, welcome to the show, Tom. And you got plenty of time right now. You are my sole caller. Go for it, Tom. Tommy, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Jim?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we got a storm going on here in South Florida. It's really raining hard here. It looks like hurricane weather. But anyway, yeah, what I got to say is good day, everybody. You know, what I want to say is, first off, JP brought up something when he mentioned the name Wiener. You got to remember this Anthony Wiener was married to Amma Ubadin, who Amma Ubadin was having sex with Hillary Clinton. Now she's getting married to this Eric Soros. Well, and she went from one Jew to another Jew, and then she had, well, Hillary is part Jew, so she had a lesbian, and then she had two Jews, two schmuckers, two putzes. Now she's with the second putz, who's got millions of dollars. He's taking over for the old man, the frog, Soros, this crook, this murdering rat bastard. But nothing's being done, Jim. Nobody's arresting this guy, Soros. Nobody's ever gone after him for BLM and all the burning of the cities, bringing bricks into the cities. All we hear is a lot of spin. Nobody's ever been arrested. Fauci's never been arrested for the murder he's committed against the world population. All these people escape from these beautiful homes they live in, Jim. They're living in massive mansions. What average guy who went to war that's in Vietnam or whatever war he went to is living on the street homeless. And then you got this mad Maxine Waters and this guy, Gavin Newsom, in California wanting to give these illegal aliens a $150,000 down payment, Jim. $150,000
Tom, can you imagine what that's going to do to the housing market in California, which was already way up there? It's going to crash. Nobody's going to be able to afford a house. All the realtors, all the bankers take that extra $150,000 and just treat it as free money, free profit for them. It's going to have catastrophic. Damn. And they even admit they don't have the money to pay for it.
Jim, these people all come here. They don't even want to speak the language. Me no speak English, but me, they know when you say mucho dinero, pa, me tengo mucho dinero, sí, señor. I mean, this is all a giant disgrace that has got to be dealt with. And I hate to say it, Jim, the ultimate arbitrator has got to be the sword. The ultimate arbitrator. We cannot deal with this insanity anymore. These people are not here in Florida. South Florida, they have 10 Spanish TV stations and only 3 white English stations. I mean, American English. Germans are the most populous number of people in the country. Do you have? Yes, sir.
10
to 3? German radio stations?
What? 10 to 3? 10 Hispanic and only 3 English? Wow.
I'm going to tell you again. If you don't look it up, have Mike look it up or Julie. It's 10 to 3. On the radio and AM radio stations, you got Haitian, you got Creole, you got Spanish, and you got 3 radio stations in English. On the TV, it's basically the same way. I think you get other than cable, you got 3 TV stations in English. The rest are all in Spanish and actually in French, in Creole. That's what they have the model for the rest of the country to be like. Put it all in a bottle, put a cork on it, and watch it explode. That's exactly what this is the model of they're trying to do here. Fill it up, fill the bottle up, put the cork as hard as you can, and watch the damn thing pop off and explode. That's exactly like a volcano ready to burst. Now, what is going on, there's more Germans here. They don't let the German people keep their culture. The ones that brought them, all the tools and the dye factories and all that into this country. And England, too. But mainly from Germany. The ones that came in at the turn of the century. They were mainly German builders. The best homes were built in Detroit back in the turn of the century were by German engineer, German block masons, English block masons. They were built like brick shit houses. That's why they can stand a Category 10, a Category 5 tornado. They pulled them all down, Jim, because of what happened in Detroit. I don't want to get into that. But I see all this filth perpetrated against white America, and it's got to stop. And I hope Ring-a-Ding-Ding calls in and starts ring-a-ding-a-ding of me off this and ding-a-ding of that. I watch all these documentaries about Henry Ford, all these great men who gave us all this great stuff, okay? And I got educated. My family, all my brothers were very well educated in European culture, not Northern European white culture. We didn't get educated in Afro-Ebonics or whatever. You know, and on the reservations, the Indians have their great culture. They're allowed to keep it. However, they're being, like I told you yesterday, there's drugs pouring in those reservations all over the United States like crazy, Jim, mainly out west. Mainly out west. You should see them in the documentaries about those Indian tribes with all this drugs pouring into those reservations. It's sick. Disgusting. Now, going back to what I really want to say, Jim, immigration right now has got to be dealt with in the most severe way as far as a 10-year moratorium on anybody coming in here. I don't care where you come from. You need to have a timeout for 10 years, Jim, to absorb all the people that are here until we can deal with them to get them out of here. And all the reparations they're sending back to their country, that money will never come back to this country. I'd like to hear what you got to say about that. But the money that's taken out of this country, never to come back. I want to hear what you got to say.
I think that's a very sensible proposal, Tom. I think that's a great idea. Because we got to undertake this vast deportation program. We got to get these illegals out. And, you know, at the DNC, they complained that Trump didn't support the bipartisan border deal, but that bipartisan border deal would have allowed 1.8 illegals to enter the country every year. That was a Democrat legalizing illegal immigration program. No wonder he didn't support it. But it's one more way in which the weasel Democrats seek to mislead and manipulate the American people into supporting programs they do not want.
Yes, Jim, I just watched a documentary you might be really interested in watching on YouTube. It's called Elliott County, Kentucky. It's a county in Kentucky that's like a bellwether for this election. And that county for 130 years voted Democrat. And the last 8 years, it actually switched over now because of Trump. But they did vote for this guy, Andy Beshear, who actually is lying to them, the people, because they're a bunch of hicks over there, I guess you can call the word, white, whatever you want to call them. And they're white people over there. And it's 97% white. And they're using it as a model in Kentucky. And what their people are saying is they're starting to see all kinds of Central Americans coming in there. They're going to start trying to compete for their jobs in Kentucky. And they say, hell no, you ain't coming in here. You ain't coming in here. Now, you go over to Chicago or you can go to New York, but you sure ain't coming to Elliott County. I think you're going to come in here and start a little business or none of that because they ain't going to have it. And, Jim, you got to remember, and everybody in your audience needs to hear this, there are more poor white people in this country than any other ethnic group. More poor white people, I'm going to repeat, more people live in mobile homes that are white than any other ethnic group. So who the ones that get the raw deal, Jim? It's the white Americans. Because there's more poor whites in this country than any other ethnic group. And you were talking about Zuckerberg. JP was talking about Zuckerberg. That dirt rat bastard spent over $500 million to help the Democrats in the last election. And I can tell you what he did do in Florida because Ron DeSantis pointed it out. He even pointed this out 2 years ago when he won in the landslide, that Zuckerberg and Bloomberg and all these kites were spending millions of dollars to defeat Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. And to wipe out the Republican Party, and they wanted to get creeps like that, Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz, and all these other schmucks, Moskowitz, and all these other schmucks and these thieves. And they're not here to help us. They're here to help us destroy us.
Yeah.
Oy vey, the team on the oye. I mean, give me a break, Jim. When you got a governor of a state like Ron DeSantis saying that Zuckerberg was pumping in $100 million. To defeat the candidate that wants to stop illegal immigration, who wants to get rid of critical race theory in our schools, and you got people against that? What kind of people are these people, Jim? They're monsters. They're demonic as hell. Promoting homosexuality as a great lifestyle. What kind of country are we going to have here? Look at the Queen of England, what she did to England, Jim, and Charles. They've allowed England to be invaded with Muslims all over the place.
Yeah.
The most popular name in London is Mohammed. Jim?
Yep.
Ireland's in flames right now.
And the little countries like Ireland, the Netherlands, Sweden, and so forth are suffering the consequences because they have a much smaller population. It's so much more obvious the effects of bringing in massive numbers of illegals. It's catastrophic. This is a clergy plan. It was a Jewish plan from the 1930s to destroy the culture of these nations by bringing in migrants from Africa, in the case of Europe, and now it's been adapted to the Western Hemisphere to bring them in from all over the country to destroy America, and it's working, Tom.
Yes, it is. But however, you know, I don't know if you heard what the Danish government did, Jim, last year. Are you familiar with what the Danish government did in Denmark?
Tell us.
If they see any Muslim with gold or rings on their hand, they will confiscate it because they're sick of them coming here getting all this jewelry and stuff, and then they have to pay them on welfare and all that and hospitalization. So the Danish government says you better not own, think you're going to own all these possessions and still get all this free stuff that you're getting out of the Danish government and the Danish taxpayers. So I think that's a starting point. I think it's a great thing that the Danish government is doing.
Yes. Yes, a starting point.
They want back.
Yes.
You got to remember, Jim, those are the country of the Vikings. England was a Viking country. Denmark, Germany, they had those were all Viking countries. Russia, believe it or not. Why would they allow this incursion even into Europe? What the hell is going on? And I hope Sebastian from Sweden calls that in and gives us a lowdown in Sweden. So we'd like to hear his report about Sweden. Go ahead, Jim.
Tom, you've made so many great points. I now have two additional great callers standing by. I want you to give us some final thoughts, my friend.
Well, my final thought, Jim, is this election's going to be up here quicker than we think. It's right around the corner now. And if they put this communist Kamala Harris in there, Jim, I've been saying it for 2 years on your show or whatever, how long you've been on, whatever, a year. I'm telling you right now, we're looking at all a revolution because people are not going to tolerate. They will not stand $6, $7 a gallon for gas, the heating oil. We could not tolerate this insanity. Yes. And the critical race theory just pumped down our throat and all this, how the minorities are so great and the white man's such a bad, evil man. This is all coming if this Kamala Harris gets in there, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to point out how bad Whitey is and Whitey's the cause of this and Whitey's the cause of that. No, ring-a-ding-ding. Hell no. We're not going to put up with it. We're not going to tolerate it. Period.
Tom, I'm with you, my friend. I am with you.
I know.
Thanks for another terrific call. I'm delighted to have Layla here from Canada. Layla, welcome back to the show. The mic is yours.
Hi, Jim. I have to ask you to excuse my voice. I've got a sore throat. This is not an assertion, but I'm wondering, it's more a question. If there is a North American Union that is a secret agreement between the three governments, does that not explain the bringing in of immigrants and why they're not considered illegal? Because if there is a formal document, and here in Canada, it was widely covered in the media, which was still somewhat legitimate as a news media in 2005, mostly because they were ridiculing Stephen Harper, who attended the meeting in Mexico wearing a flak jacket that was actually khaki colored and it had zippers, and everyone laughed at how unprofessional he was dressed, unprofessionally he was dressed and how ridiculous he looked. And the whole meeting was called the meeting of the three amigos, and how they talked about the North American Union that was going to, its purpose theoretically was to secure the borders of the three countries so that no external invasion could affect, kind of like the NATO agreement, except applied to the North American Union. So it was then widely discussed in the Canadian media because, again, everyone was ridiculing the unsophisticated Stephen Harper, who later became very sophisticated in his dress.
Layla, this is terrific stuff. Terrific stuff. Stand by. I'm keeping you over, of course. We'll be right back with Layla from Canada.
Okay.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind. I'll open up the door.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass fed and grass finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient dense, nourishing and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Well, Layla, you raise a very scary, disturbing thought that we might already be part of a North American Union. I just did a search. Is the U.S. part of a new North American Union? And got the response. Some form of union has been discussed or proposed in academic, business, and political circles for decades. However, government officials from all three nations say there are no plans to create a North American Union, that no agreement to do so has been proposed, much less signed. But I don't rule out that that's propaganda. I don't rule out that you could be right, which is profoundly disturbing. The American people are entitled to know and require their consent to undertake such a massive transformation of the relationship of the United States with Canada and Mexico. You raise a very disturbing possibility.
The consent of the people has always been insignificant and totally out of consideration of the ruling elites. Those in power do what is in their self-interest, and they are usually intermarried, kind of like the monarchs used to be in ancient time. There's a kind of incest, intellectual incest, political incest. They are intermarried. Stephen Harper appeared before the Bilderbergers when he was a nobody. Suddenly, he was a strong candidate to become prime minister. And it was shocking to everybody because he was considered a radical, a reformer, a total right-wing nut, and nobody would elect him. Well, he ended up winning. And then when he became prime minister, I met him at a convention because I was at the time a conservative. I went to a conservative event convention nearby, not in the same city, but only a couple of hours away. And I was shocked to see a man who looked like he was on stilts with a big pumpkin for his belly. He had such visceral fat, a greasy face with a crooked nose, two bumps in it, and dandruff. And he was obviously wearing a wrinkled suit. And I thought, oh, my God, his speech was mediocre. But nonetheless, I went up. I shook his hand because I wanted to see up close what I couldn't believe my eyes. I went off to Florida for a period of time, then came back. The election was over. He had won. And I remembered reading that he had been approved by the... You have to go to the Bilderbergers to be given orders, to be given approval. My belief is that he was given approval on the condition that he would throw the election in 2015 and allow Justin Trudeau to win so that he could then, as a lefty, comply with the global plan to raise the planet like a globe and shake it around in a snowstorm. And people would be migrating all over the planet. Now, this reminds me of, I do believe there is, remember the Sykes-Picot Agreement? Nobody knew about it until after they divided up the Middle East. Remember, that was in 1916 between the French and the British, and the Zionists were probably on the side, but even the Russians agreed to it. And it was Imperial Russia, not Soviet Russia, in 1916. They agreed as long as they were given Constantinople because they wanted a warm water port on the Black Sea. So there are many, many, many formal agreements that are binding by the power structures, the ruling elites, that we only are remotely aware of. Anyway, they do with us. We've always been slaves, whether or not we know it. When the U.S. corporations started sending jobs over to China, there was already an agreement in place that China would eventually become the powerhouse, the engine of production. And all of those who dared challenge corporate owners and say, we want a decent job, decent hours, safe working conditions, and freedom to live our lives as we please. That was the death knell because the corporate owners bought out the leaders of unions. They bribed them, and they eventually sold out their membership and jobs. It was called downsizing, and then it was cutting costs, and then suddenly everybody was out of work. And at the same time, in Canada anyway, they started establishing safe injection sites. Then the government also provided safe drugs. So these were placed in neighborhoods with families and near schools. And that was even before all of the migrants. Then the U.S., the media here was saying, why is it that migrants are coming from the U.S., crossing the illegal border from, I think it's Vermont, into Quebec City at Roxham Road? It was a Roxham Road crossing. It was not a formal crossing. And who was there acting as the porters in hotels? The RCMP and border guards were bringing over another break. Hey, the thing is that
I'm going to take you over to the final thoughts.
Okay.
Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All alone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S. Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Gilad Osman says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Layla, your final thoughts. I'm delighted you're here today.
Well, actually, I wanted to describe more, but it's going to take up too much time because they treated them, the border guards and the RCMP were acting like porters, bringing them over the border, the illegal border, and putting them into emptying out the military barracks and putting them into military barracks or expensive hotels and giving them monthly cards. Just like you're now aware it's happening in the U.S., it was happening here 10, 15 years ago. Anyway, this calls to mind the Ludlow Massacre, L-U-D as in dog, L-O-W yes. Massacre. That was Rockefeller, J.D. Rockefeller's Colorado mine. He brought in a group of people from Europe that did not speak the same language. He thought they would never form a union. Despite the fact they did not speak the same language, they did get together and demand better living conditions. Then they brought in the National Guard that assassinated them. Then William Lyon Mackenzie King, who had been the Canadians and the elites of Canada and the U.S. have always been in collusion. William Lyon Mackenzie King had been a labor minister. He later became the prime minister after he was an advisor to J.D. Rockefeller, he advised him to put on a good face, go down and make nice with the people who had been massacred that survived the Ludlow massacre. And then he's the one who advised Rockefeller to give land to create the United Nations, Carnegie Hall, and a number of other institutions. Then William Lyon Mackenzie King, who was a Satanist. We learned that when I was in my history class, because we studied British history in Canada when I was in elementary school. He was jokingly known as someone who would consult his dead mother in his crystal ball. He never married. He was known as a Satanist. If you go to the Macau website, you'll see more information on William Lyon Mackenzie King and numerous other Canadians who were working with the British. Remember the British Zionist Alliance, how they planned to take Palestine in order not so much to serve the interests of the Jews, but in order to enhance the wealth of the European, the white elite. I'm sorry, it is the white elite that caused a lot of these Muslims, and many Muslims are white. A lot of them came from Africa and other countries because it's easy to become a Muslim. But who is it that destroyed their homeland? Who destroyed Iraq? Who destroyed who destroyed Syria? Who destroyed? It was the white countries. They caused them to leave. There was nothing. They were either fighting with each other. Instigators create. Now, my prediction is that they are now abandoning the Zionist element of their elite global alliance, because Israel, everyone is saying, will be gone in a year. I don't know. I have no idea whether that is true. But certainly what is happening now is self-destructive for Israel.
Layla, this is...
Thank you for the time, but
Layla, why don't you stand by? We have Peter from L.A. here. Let me bring in Peter. Time remains, I would like you to say more. Let me bring in Peter first. But what you said was just magnificent. Peter, join the conversation, my friend.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into debate or anything, but Layla, you're right. It was the white countries that did it. But by saying that, you totally ignore who gives the orders in these countries. The people, the elite that give the orders, everybody acknowledges it now. Anybody with any sense at all are the Jewish elite in the United States that control the Jewish elites in England and Britain and France and everywhere else. So, yeah, you can say it was the white countries, but under Jewish control. Do you have any?
I agree.
Any objection to you saying that? Well, that's a better way of saying it.
The Jewish elite are the Zionists, yes, but there are also a lot of Zionists that are not Jewish.
Yeah, I understand.
Governor of the Bank of Canada, look at the Trudeaus. They're basically communists as well. Look at the Philby. Kim Philby and the Cambridge.
Layla, I understand that, but they don't hold any real power, just like Biden doesn't.
They did.
They dance to the billionaire banking Zionist tune. And with Lester Pierce, whoever you want to bring up, that's who they dance to. And so, you know, it's a little bit misleading to say that it was white countries. Yeah, white countries under complete foreign policy control and more than that of the Jewish elites. I'm sure you agree.
I think
with
we
that.
Actually have agreement.
Of course I agree with that, but it's not only, it's not the Jews alone, and it's not all Jews. There are a lot of Jews that were
manipulated. I know. It's not all Jews.
In a delusional.
Right. But it's the ones that control our foreign policy and largely our domestic policy. Yeah, it's not the Christian Zionists that do that. It's not anybody else. It's those people that control it. Everybody else is just a functionary.
Yeah, I agree. But they may set the plan, but they manipulate everyone else to cooperate. And many of those are non-Jews.
Right.
We cannot overlook that.
Make it happen.
I agree with you. They cause it. The strategy is there. It always has been in the protocols. It was only put down in writing around 1900. It was certainly a plan from centuries before. And yes, they were an elite that we today we call them Jews. who knows what they really are. But yeah, the Jews identifies a certain group that exercises phenomenal power that is horrendous. It is actually very satanic. I wouldn't even call Jews that are doing this.
It's easier to say
Jewish
they
humans,
exercise
but
power at the very highest level in Western society.
Yeah.
At the very highest level.
Okay, but what do you call a Jew? They're not a genetic group. If they were a genetic group.
All I know is who we're ruled by. And I don't want to get submerged in a debate on who and what is a Jew. I'll tell you what they don't do. They don't criticize the rank and file, almost none of them, unless you're talking about Max Blumenthal or Aaron Maté or Glenn Greenwald, that kind of person, Jeffrey Sachs. They don't criticize, and that's a recent phenomenon, by the way. They go along. They enable these people who are pulling the strings on all of us because we're not allowed to criticize them.
They may be controlled opposition. I don't know. But I do know what I'm talking about is the fact that there is an alliance between Britain, Canada, and other members of the so-called Commonwealth, the elite. People like the guy who was the governor of the Bank of Canada became the governor of the Bank of England and then is coming back to become the governor of the Bank of Canada in the near future. And his relative was married to Pierre Trudeau's wife after he got rid of her, after he used her. It is almost incestuous. Certainly politically it is. Now, are they part of a Zionist alliance?
But you know, those guys are functionaries, Leila. You know it. I know it. It is incestuous. And just like the Clintons and the Bushes and all those people and Obama, it's all, and Biden, it's all incestuous, but they're just functionaries. They're just exercising the will. They just fulfill the will of the billionaire.
Why? What is
banking
in it
Jews.
For them?
Yeah.
Why
well,
are they exercising the will?
They get rich. They get rich
they
and
get
powerful.
Rich, but it's more than that. I think it's far beyond. They're already rich. It's far more than that. They're part of an alliance that I don't know whether it is Jewish Satanism, Zionist Satanism, but there are so many, and they also happen to be, many of them, sexual perverts. Like Hariri, Yuval Noah Hariri, the Israeli we don't hear about anymore, who's a married homosexual in Israel. And he was for a while considered, he very briefly made it into the public awareness, and now he's vanished again. But he's an Israeli. Now, Israel was for a while the headquarters for this organization, but it was actually global. It was always a global movement. Who and what are they? I don't know. Is it simply the Jews? There are going to be a lot of people who are going to be implicated simply because they identify as Jews when they may have been the first victims of this plot. And their delusion that they are a chosen people. That is a tragedy, that they are being used and not recognizing it. And until the Jews rise up and liberate themselves from this tyranny and this exploitation, the rest of us are all going to suffer. I don't care what color our skin is. I don't care what our religion is, whatever our beliefs are. The thing is that those who are being brought into the U.S. they're not going to be like the Ludlow victims who were massacred because they lived under horrendous conditions. So now the ones that they're bringing in are being given good homes, good money, and good cars and good jobs. So they will not fight one another. They will not fight against the ruling elite. They will serve the ruling elite. Now, who's doing all of that? Is it all the Jews that go to your neighborhood synagogue, or is it some kind of Zionist elite? That's what I think it is. It is the atheist Zionist elites like Herzl and his gang and those preceding them going way back a few centuries who eventually put it down into the protocols of the Elders of Zion. And that is what we have to look at. Who are they? Who are these Talmudic monsters?
Leila, I think we all agree, and actually they're headquartered in the city of London, that one square mile where you have
the financial headquarters. Yeah. But when it comes to the military political manipulation, Tel Aviv was a very prominent place.
Yes.
But they are now in, they've caused their own demise. They've lost their sense of that mystery, that magical aura that they once had of being the chosen people. They are now detested. They've exposed themselves
mystique,
as genocidal.
The mystique.
That's the word I was looking for. Yes.
I think the three of us all do agree, and I think the demise of Israel is imminent. Peter, give us more of your thoughts, and then we can invite Layla to comment. Go right ahead, Peter.
Frankly, I was just calling in because I thought you needed callers.
I still do. And you guys are two of my favorite callers. I could not be more happy about this. Just go right ahead, Peter.
Well, the whole... I just had this discussion with a friend of mine last night. The whole thing about the Jews in mass enable all this because they never self-correct, they never self-criticize. And if you do, you're self-hating or whatever. There's some very prominent people who I greatly respect. But they also, all of them, benefit from the ability to say, to look at you or me or Jim and say, well, you're criticizing Israel. You're an anti-Semite. They can criticize their business competitors. They can criticize anybody they want. And nobody wants to give that power up. It's like a black person giving up the right to say you're a racist. And the Jews have been playing it far longer than the blacks have. It's a power that they all hold, and so mostly they're enabling. But a friend of mine was saying, and I was having this discussion, that do they worship the same God as we do? Well, I'm not even sure that they do. I suppose to what Layla was saying about Satanism or whatever, but they believe their God chose them, the chosen thing. Is completely, thoroughly embedded to the atom level in every one of them, that they're chosen, and because of that, they can get away, they can do anything, they can commit crimes, as everybody I'm sure knows. The Ten Commandments were really originally written just from Jews amongst Jews. They could prey on, they could exploit and. And anybody who was a non-Jew, and frankly, it's much that way today, even. But it's all based on that chosenness. So how can we coexist with a bunch of people who believe in their core, to their very core, that what's theirs is theirs and what's ours is theirs too, if they want it?
I think they're
touched by God.
I think those beliefs are inconsistent with civilized relations among nations, Peter. Layla clearly agrees.
But Jim, they do not have civilized relations.
That's what I'm saying. It's inconsistent with civil relations with other nations.
It's completely on force and coercion and undermining everybody as they've been kicked out of God knows how many. What's the count, 100, 102, whatever it is, kicked out of all these countries for doing the same thing all the time. They're always agitating on behalf of themselves.
Thus, we're getting story after story. They're slaughtering, they're raping prisoners, everything else, and most Jews in Israel support it. They support raping prisoners who are Palestinians. Layla, that's just so offensive.
You know, that's why I say it's not just, I mean, it's not your neighborhood Jew who may support Israel in principle, but the ones that are doing the actual sadistic, satanic behavior are the Israeli Zionists. And there are some Israelis who object, and they have left. But they have left. They dare not. The few that dare to speak up put their lives at risk. You think Alain Pape is not at risk? You think Norman Finkelstein's life is not at risk unless they're controlled opposition? I don't know. I don't know who to believe anymore. I certainly do not trust the name Mate, I'll tell you that.
I've heard you say that before, Layla.
You've heard me say that before. Yes, I know Aaron Maté's father, and he's a maniac. Everyone that knew him, I was invited when I was a TV anchor in Vancouver. I was invited to a secular seder. The brother of Gabon Maté was John Maté, who was working with Greenpeace. He stood up, made a toast, and said to the Palestinian people, may they have their Passover, their freedom someday soon. Then Gabor Maté rose up and burst out exploding and threw a whole long string of insults at me. How could you sit down with Jews when your people are being slaughtered? Well, I didn't know that my people were being slaughtered. Secondly, I was invited by people who were not murderers. I wasn't invited there to be slaughtered. These were peaceful people, and I believe that dialogue was essential for peace. My answer to Gabor was, I do not want to hate. And then he stormed out of the house, and everyone said, that's typical of Gabor. He has to be the center of attention. He always wants to be, and maybe because you were the center of attention, he attacked you. I do not trust many of the, now, in terms of the sadism, a lot of Jews are going to be terrified of opposing Zionists. They're labeled self-hating Jews. I mean, look what happened to the Goldstein report. Remember when Goldstein issued a report saying that Israel was apartheid and that they were brutalizing the Palestinians?
Layla, that's the point. The point is that the people who control the whole movement, that control the world, all the real levers of power. Listen, if the average guy next door, he's not the ADL. He's not AIPAC.
Exactly.
He's not going to put 20 million, he's not any of the people. He's not like, what's that thing where they publish your name and you can't get a job, the Canary Project. They don't put an end to that, do they? Nobody puts an end to that in the Jewish community.
Because
they don't put an end to
it.
By them not putting an end to it, they're complicit. It's just a lesser exercise in supremacy.
Peter, why do you think my career was destroyed and by whom?
It was controlled by the Zionists. I'm just trying to be as precise as we can. By them condoning or at least looking away and not stopping that as Canary Project.
I agree.
They're complicit. It's a lesser form of supremacism. And unless they're absolutely heavily against it and actively against it, they're complicit. And those things are still going crazy. They're in full bloom right now.
Peter, let me tell you about, I looked up a website of a church that is non-denominational, but it's run by a woman that I used to know. Actually, she was supposed to be the godmother of my son. She was a Serbian Orthodox, but for some reason, she never bothered to fulfill her duties as a godmother or even as a friend. Anyway, here she is, a pastor in a church in Boston, Massachusetts. I clicked on, listened to the pastor's sermon, and she started off with, we, the Baptist Christians, we know something to the effect that the Jews are God's chosen people. I just clicked it off and I thought, oh my God, what the hell have you sold out to? And at one point she was complaining, look what they're doing to the Arabs, blah, blah, blah. And I said to her at the time, since when do you care about the Arabs? What is this sudden sympathy with Arabs? 40 years ago, when I was talking about the Palestinians, you were off in oblivion. She was very promiscuous, quite frankly. Her own grandmother threatened to stitch up her whatever. That was the Serbian tradition. Her grandmother was a wonderful woman.
She said,
I'm going to put a hot coal in there and stitch it up. She used to go around. She hated her mother so much. Anyway, now she's a pastor and she's playing virtuous and she's saying the Jews, God's chosen people. And I thought, oh my God, I just checked to see how she's doing. And here I listened to her first lecture and that's the first thing out of her, one of the first things out of her mouth, Jews, God's chosen people. And she's a Baptist Christian this blew me away. The Serbian Orthodox woman who's now, She's a Satanist. And her grandmother knew her best. She threatened to put in a hot coal before she stood her up. Maybe that's what they did in Serbia in ancient times.
But Layla, this has been a sensational exchange. We're nearing the end. I'd like each of you for your final thought. Layla first, a final thought.
I agree with everything Peter says with only minor variations. I agree that complicit silence is complicity. And not daring and not challenging and not throwing off your Jewish identity. Some of them are saying not in our voice, but that's not enough. Maybe they have to say, we are not, because theoretically, if they were actually genetically identifiable as Jews, then the Israelis, the Zionists, would have found a way to genetically, through GMO and whatever, to kill off the non-Jews. Instead, they have to have global epidemics or pandemics to kill off half the population that doesn't comply with their wishes. But yes, Peter. I agree with much of almost everything Peter says, with, as I said, only minor variations.
Wonderful exchange. Peter, your final thoughts for today.
Yeah, I echo what Layla said. With very minor variations, I agree with everything that she's saying as well. I mean, it's clear, you know, as Sun Tzu says, if you know yourself and know your enemy, you'll never lose. You have to know who these guys are. That's so it's why it's very important to identify the people who not the Jews who don't actively oppose us are part of the problem, just as the Christian Zionists. A couple days ago, Ben Gavir said that they want to take over and hold services at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I sent this to a cousin of mine who is a big deal in the Republican Party and is also a Christian Zionist. And I said underneath it, I go, I wonder if they're going to do animal sacrifices there. And she came back with, oh, are you a Hamas emissary? And I sent her stuff on animal sacrifices, the whole red heifer and sacrificing lambs. Google it. They do it, you know, and that's what Ben Gavir's guys want to do. But I'm her own cousin. I've known her for 70 years or something. And you wouldn't believe how emotional she got over it. But it's a fact. I said, listen, you can refute it. Don't get mad. Just refute it. You know,
Peter, you and Layla are among our national treasures. You are certainly respected and valued here at Revolution Radio and by me especially. And I'm so grateful for this wonderful exchange between the two of you, which was intense but cordial, marvelous, a benefit to one and all. I thank you both. Meanwhile.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim and Peter.
See you, Layla. You too.
Yeah. I want to.
Take care.
Everyone, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And remember to support RBN. Back tomorrow.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, Julie.
Have a good evening.
You too. Did I say Revolution Radio?
Yes, you did.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wonderful.